Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Just before I was preparing to make this broadcast, I thought of a really funny incident. This was years ago. Brother Glass was still alive, and in the last few years of his life, he had some major health problems. And at any rate, I'm thinking of this one afternoon. He was at that point in time, the format for radio broadcasts was cassette tape. That's a long time ago. Anyway, he was all lined up and I was seated with him. We were going to do a joint broadcast. At any rate, he begins in his marvelous voice. He said, "You don't have any miracles that a problem from God can't solve." We sat there suspended, frozen. One, two, three. We didn't move, and all of a sudden, our brains registered what he had said, and we just about fell off the chair laughing. Beloved, have you ever had a problem from God? Oh, my goodness. Trust me, we got a lot of mileage out of that. But as I said, he was in a period where there were, you know, major medical emergencies. And when I had to make broadcasts, I actually had to write that because I was terrified I was going to get it backward. Oh, dear. Anyway, we need to laugh. God doesn't create problems, but he does allow them. And all I have to say is just look at the book of Job, that first chapter. "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" God has a purpose in the troubles, the problems, the negative circumstances we face, so we can learn faith, we can learn patience, we can learn endurance, and in all of these things, patience will have her perfect work so that we could be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So, at any rate, let's pray, and we'll begin to share what God has placed on my heart. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, and Father, we thank you that there are those who are listening that are going through some problems. And Lord, when we're going through problems, it's not funny, but Lord, help us to have a heavenly perspective. Help us to understand that no matter what comes our way, help us to realize what you have done for us, what Jesus has done, what you have given us, who we are in Christ, and Lord, that your word tells us that we are more than conquerors through Jesus. Lord, we have, for those of us who have walked with the Lord for a length of time, Lord, we're familiar with these promises of Scripture, and yet none of us, Lord, have walked in the fullness of capacity of faith in terms of all the riches that you have bestowed upon us through your word, because you are a faithful God. And so, Father, we just thank you for touching every heart, Lord, and help us to remember the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, it doesn't seem joyous at the time when we're going through it, but Lord, we can have that eternal perspective that you will wipe away every tear. And not only that, not only do we look forward to the future, that time, glorious time when we will be with you, every foe will be defeated, every tear will be wiped away, but Lord, that we can have that kind of victorious life now. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Well, beloved, the title of the message I want to share beginning today is, Do You Know Who You Are? And if you've been in the Lord any length of time, you'd probably say, oh yeah, in the affirmative. But I don't think we have truly come to a full realization of our full capacity in Christ for each of our lives. And you know, beloved, it's time that we look up. Let us lift our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our salvation. We are children of redemption. And as we look up, as we lift our eyes up to the heaven, to the eastern skies, if you will see the Son of Righteousness arising with healing in his wings. Beloved, if you've accepted Jesus, your citizenship is in heaven. So is mine. But the King of heaven now reigns within our heart. Beloved, you're not deserted in this hour. Underneath you are the everlasting arms. And God is doing a work today in all of our lives. Those who are seeking him, we are sheltered in the everlasting arms. And he's building a temple, beloved, a temple not made with hands, made of living stones, as Paul talked about. And the Holy Spirit is fitting each stone together silently all over the world, making up the body of Christ. And the redeemed are being made conscious of the fact. Can you sense it in your spirit, beloved, that something tremendous is happening in the heavenlies? We are living in great days. As far as the world is concerned, it's getting crazier every day. But angels are hovering around the gates of the city, if you will. They're hovering around watching what God is doing. And while on earth, a tabernacle is now being fitted together so silently that multitudes, the unsaved, are totally unaware of the building of this temple. The Spirit of God is so at work in these days in which we are living. And beloved, the day is at hand. Now is the day of salvation. And regardless of what it looks like, beloved, it seems wickedness and evil prosper, that the times are darker than they ever have been. Yet we cannot throw up our hands. We know God's word is going to be fulfilled. And we know that every evil, every wickedness, every hateful thing is going to bow to the master of redeeming love. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so, beloved, God is speaking in our hearts, to our hearts in this hour, to arise and shine, for his glory has risen upon us. We need to take by faith the gift of God and enter into the fullness of our heavenly inheritance. This glorious one whose name is above every name, his very name is music to our ears, the precious, wonderful name of Jesus, but it strikes terror into the heart of the enemy. And our hearts resound with the prospect, the joy of one day being with our blessed Savior. And a time is coming in all of our lives, whether Jesus returns and we are caught up to be with him in the clouds along with our departed loved ones, but we are going to find ourselves in the very presence of God. But God is doing a work today of transitioning us, even in the spirit, that we will understand heavenly things, that we will understand we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And we're going to turn from doing the things we've delighted to do, the things we have enjoyed. We're going to delight to do his will, for he's placed his law within our heart. Oh, beloved, can you hear the voice of God? He's speaking. He's speaking to us today just as surely as God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush. He's speaking to us, and that sticky head in his hand, that rod, that authority can become vested with that same power and authority because it is God's, not ours. And we can rule and reign with Him. In the Spirit, we hold the scepter of a king in our hands. Praise God. Beloved, I just want to stop and obey the Lord, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, I have set you upon a straight path, my beloved. I have put you on a path, a highway of holiness that leads to my eternal city. And it, as it is written, even though a fool walk upon that highway, he shall not err therein. Because I have placed before you a straight path. I have removed the obstacles. You shall see that by faith. It might seem as mountains lie or loom before you, yet by faith you shall see those mountains remove. And I shall cause the rough places to be made plain. I shall call those valleys to be exalted. And you shall know the path that I have set you on leads to my presence. Therefore, fear not the enemy. Look not to the right nor to the left. Do not let him seduce you on some detour off that straight and narrow path. For there is a wide way and a broad way that leads to destruction. But I have set your feet on a firm path, and I would strengthen your ankles and the feeble knees, and I would cause you to lift up those weak hands and begin to praise your God for what I have accomplished and continue to do. Look for the hand of your God. Even now, I break the shackles off of you that the enemy would impose, and I say, arise and go forth and walk forward only, keeping your eyes upon your God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, may we do that. May our eye be single, that our whole body can be full of light. We praise you and we thank you for it. Well, beloved, my time has just flown and I've hardly gotten into the message, but I pray you can join me tomorrow at the same time. We're heard on the station Monday through Friday at this same time, or if you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. As I bring this broadcast to a close, as always, I invite you to write, beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. Don't take lightly those offers of help that God gives us in the scripture. For over 54 years now, we've been a ministry of correspondence and prayer. I invite you to write, I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.